This Kennedy Malloy catch-up podcast means you can take the show with you anywhere. Industry super fund Lucraft Super make it easy for you to take your super with you when you change jobs. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au/changingjobs. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to the Big Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hi, Jane Kennedy. Oh.
Oh, no.
She's not here.
What the hell?
Did I miss a meeting? I'll tell you what. I'll explain everything in just a moment.
All right.
This is thoroughly pre-planned.
Interesting.
She has a very interesting, assignment.
Really?
It's probably this. Hello, Dangerous Dave. How are you?
I'm here. Great to be. How are you?
Yeah, well, great. You know me on a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
There's a skip in my step, good
man. This is your entree, isn't it?
That's
for
right.
The weekend.
I've got the engine running. Yeah. I've double parked. I'll do. You know what it is for me? It's like Fred Flintstone drinks.
Oh, yeah. The feet on the floor. That's it. Barney
straight,
Rubble.
Straight down the dinosaur tail. End of the week, and you're off.
How good are Fridays,
man? Until we get there, mate. Clown of the week.
Yes.
We'll be up and running. It is Choco Block.
Is.
Adam Rosenbarks,
Rosie.
A good friend of mine, a writer on the front bar. He'll be coming in today to, talk us through some stuff. MG, State of Origin.
Game two.
Perth,
yeah.
Game two, all on the line for New South Wales.
Absolutely.
They need to get it together quickly. I'm going to go fund someone.
I've got the rage. Yeah.
We've got $500 here.
Oh, wow.
You ring up, you tell me what it is
that
you want funded, and I will appropriate.
So it could be an invention. It could be something you really want to have in your life. Does it matter what it is, or you're open to all ideas?
I'm open to all ideas.
Mickey's GoFundMe. This is awesome.
Thrill me.
Really? All right. We'll stand by for that.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. I watched the Game of Thrones episode last night.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, we'll get round to
that.
A little later. How about you?
How was dinner last night, mate? You were you and Jane with the boss, Fitzy, went out to a very expensive restaurant, I hear.
Can I say this? And I love Jane.
Yeah, well, she can't hear this now.
But when you're holding her hair back while she throws up in a toilet at a top-end restaurant.
Wow.
Just glug, glug. You go.
It's always on the cards.
Really?
Yeah.
How old are we? We're not 20 anymore, Jane.
Yeah, that's, Well,
anyway,
she's 60 now. So,
me and Fitzy went off to the strippers.
Did you?
It was all. You know what? It sounds so funny now, but you know in the old days, I swear to you that's how business was done. I was
late lunches.
Triple M.
Oh, yeah.
No, strippers.
Oh, strippers.
Adult entertainment, the whole late lunches.
That.
Well, not long ago, can I alert you to this? Not long ago, let's call it 5-6 years ago.
Go on.
Triple M had a corporate golf day.
I know about this, yeah.
And on each hole, they had a different advertiser or sponsor.
Yes.
So on the third hole, the TAB would have set up a marquee. And off you'd go, and they'd place a bet closest to the pin.
Yeah,
all good fun.
You'd get a prize
everywhere
from that company.
Went, you'd go around the corner and anyway, get to the 17th and
what's there?
You come around the corner, the kittens bus.
Oh, that's the strippers joint.
It's the strippers bus.
Yeah.
And I get there just in time to see Billy Brown was coming down.
What, in the bus?
Mate, there was a bus. It was there.
And what's there, poles in the bus or something?
Yes.
Is it? Wow.
It's a mobile
strip joint.
Strip club. And then they also had a ute. That was,
right, okay.
Was backed up, was full of ice, and had cans of UDL.
Oh, well done, Triple M. Seriously, why can't we have those days back now?
The good
it's all
old
too
days.
PC
Maybe
these days.
Maybe we should
days.
Do that. We should do a special Kennedy Malloy now that Jane's not here.
That's right.
We
could have a Kennedy Malloy bus.
The line.
We could drive it across Australia.
What, like the Partridge Family
Yes.
bus?
Maybe.
That's not bad.
Stripper poles?
Oh, mate, no, you've gone too far again.
Oh,
hey, you really have. Now, listen, Jane's at home.
Yes.
And she's going to ring in and... some things are more important than dopey FM radio.
Mm.
It's a very important family day for her and one of her children.
Right.
And she's got to call in. She'll still be part of the show today.
Right.
Don't you worry about that. But I'll let her explain what is going on. So we're going to do a live cross to Jane Kennedy's house. I've got her room up on Skype.
What can you see?
Right now. Well, she's not there.
Okay.
I can see 4 empty bottles of peanut. I can see a very pompous looking couch or
really?
Something. And then what looks like... I don't know, some kind of
leather handbag there, is there?
Oh.
Strawberries as well, probably.
The whole kit and caboodle, so we'll get to that.
We're going to cross to Jane Kennedy's house next. All thanks to Lucriff, an industry super fun run only to benefit members. The PDS available at lucriff.com.au.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, Mix GoFundMe a little later on. We've already got a bunch of people through that want to get $500 with a crazy idea that you're happy to fund,
yeah,
right?
It's got to be something that I think is worthy and profitable. Don't just ring up and go, man, I've lost $500 cash.
Sure, $500. So we'll do that later. Not now, a little later on, Kennedy Malloy.
All right. Yes. Now, feels a little empty here. It's we feel like a man here, down here in the studio today, but it's for good reason, and that is, of course, one half of Kennedy Malloy. Could not make it today for a family commitments, but don't listen to me. Why don't we ask her what the hell is going on? Hello, Jane Kennedy. Come in.
I'm up to my neck in fake tan at this stage,
okay.
And I'll explain why. And right. I think a lot of mums might understand this, it was important for me to be home today.
Fire
in
away.
The studio. It's my daughter's year 12 school form.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And that's a big day.
That's a big deal, is it?
Well, it's a big deal in for a chick. I don't know if the boys will need me to be here when it's their turn. Yeah,
I'll tell you what, guys at that formal right now are getting the vomit off their dinner jackets and getting ready to go round again.
Right. Exactly.
That's all the preparation that's required.
Yes. A little different in the priorities, but there's a lot of preparation involved.
So what's happening? Talk me through it. Pretend I know nothing about women.
Okay. Well, it starts probably, it starts about 6 months ago because you pick a dress.
Right.
Then you put it on like a WhatsApp or a site to say to everybody, back off, bitches. Whoa. I'm wearing this dress.
Really?
No one else is to
I
get it.
I claim it. Is that it?
Yes.
Is it first in, first serve?
Yes, it
wow.
is. And it's very, very important that nobody tries to steal your dress.
Would it be a disaster if two people turned up in the same
Oh, it would dress? It would end in a hospitalization.
Tears?
Yes. It would just be worse than completely failing your VCE.
Oh.
Speaking of, I'm hoping for the same dedication from my daughter. For her VCA, she's put into nails, tan, hair, dress, shoes, bag, eyebrows, etc. She's really committed herself to this.
Do you need to lend her your Botox?
I beg your pardon. She will not need it. Although, there are probably some girls who have it's
don't
called preemptive Botox.
It's called
I'm not
what?
Joking. Preemptive.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Yeah.
Wow.
That can't be real.
Anyway, so the reason why
I'm... What's the earliest you can have that? Like two? Three?
I've heard 15-year-olds obviously without their parents knowing or with. Now, the job I have today and why I physically can't be with you, but I will check in again at 5 to let you know what's
happening. We'll be crossing to you throughout the show.
Yeah, I have to drive some of the girls to the pre's. Now, do you know what
the
pre's are?
No idea what the pre's are.
Okay. Well, actually, the first one is the pre's.
What the hell?
I know this is educational for the Triple M audience.
Yes.
You go to the first little drinks get together.
Yes.
Because you can't drink at the venue where you're going.
Why?
Well, because a lot of the kids are under 18. My daughter's 18.
It's a school function, is that right?
It's a school function.
Yeah.
So what they do is
we all
they
know
load
how that
up.
Works, don't we?
Yeah.
Hip
well,
flask, people.
Right.
Hip flask.
Yeah.
Everybody. Oh no! The searching that goes on.
Oh, they pat you down.
It's tougher than getting into the White House now to get into some of these school formals. So so we go to the pre-pres first, and then they'll go from the pre-pres, and they have to a pre's, and then they all get in the party bus. Then they go to the function place. Yeah.
If it helps you out at all, I can send the kittens bus right and we can load.
You know,
all
I heard
the,
you talking about what happened. Can I just set everybody straight? We did go out for a dinner last night, and Mick has done the runner and left me alone at a very small, intimate table with
just
our
you
boss
and the boss.
With Fitzy.
Just me and Fitzy.
Jane, it's awkward.
It just felt like it was that time.
Right.
Have you ever felt
it
like a third
not.
Wheel?
You're an outsider.
It was a cozy table. It was in a little banquette.
I was worried you were going to stuff up our entire careers, so I had to sort of signal for you. It's probably best you go now. You're starting to get a bit lippy and a bit shouty, and you did threaten to throw the tablecloth off and cause a bit of a scene. So
well,
it was
there's
probably
a bit going on.
Anyway, it all ended up
And
well.
Then I sculled your dessert wine and left.
Oh, I was furious. I said, would you like a taste of this wine? I said, it's so delicious. And he scoffed the whole lot. Oh, anyway. I can't take him anyway. Well, look, I'm speaking of scoffing alcohol. I'm going to go now.
Yes,
and,
you do
take
that.
Take some photos of my daughter and her friends.
Is it an emotional day for you? Is this an important mother-daughter
It is, actually. It's when you said that then, it's actually, I think I might go the blub.
Oh.
Well, yeah. You go at the top of a hat.
Mm.
Now, where's your big dog? I want to see him. Okay.
Where's
no,
Indy?
I've locked Indy out so she doesn't bark. And all the kids are coming home from school. It's bedlam here. I know why I'm in the studio every day, because it's bloody insane in this house right now. So I've told everybody to shut up while I'm talking to you on the radio.
Yeah, you'd be like that guy. I remember the guy on the news. His kids came in.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Kids coming behind him.
Yeah. That's exactly what it's going to be like.
Jane Kennedy, go and enjoy the company of your daughter. Have a great day. We'll check in with you in about an hour or so.
Good
see
on
how
you.
You're travelling.
God bless,
Jane Kennedy.
Up next, it's Cloud of the Week.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be?
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the Week.
Ah, here we go. Clown of the Week time.
Well, actually, maybe we will start with Donald Trump.
All right.
I think, given that it's almost named in his honour.
It really is.
So he doesn't make it every week, but this week he declared he's running for re-election in 2020. Had his first rally in Florida. Mm.
That's a swinging state, isn't it?
It is.
Like, that's one that
if he loses Florida, he's lost the presidency.
Right.
He's pretty
so he
much out. They've got enough electoral votes to make that the case. So he's starting there for a very good reason.
Yeah, yeah.
They're a bit nutty.
Yeah,
they can go either way.
Yeah, that's right.
Biden's polling well there. So he's come out and he may have got a little overexcited and made a few claims that he will achieve in his next sitting that I'm not sure he can live up to.
Yeah.
We'll push onward with new medical frontiers. We will come up with the cures to many, many problems, to many, many diseases, including cancer and others. And we're getting closer all the time. We will eradicate AIDS in America once and for all, and we're very close.
Okay.
We will lay the foundation for landing American astronauts on the surface of Mars.
Some big claims there.
There's a couple
massive
of big
claims.
Ticket items there.
But he does the big, we'll do this.
Why is he shouting?
I don't know.
Why is he saying? He's trying to be overly presidential.
He is.
But he's just a bit too stupid.
And he can't go off script either, because if he goes off script, that's when he goes completely nutty.
He's going to go bonkers.
He is.
We're almost immune to him, though, now.
Well, he says the most ridiculous things, and you just go, hey.
On a daily basis. Anyway, there he is. Okay, what else is crowbarring its way in? Can I go, please, to Pauline Hanson?
You can.
I know I'm dropping the audio.
No, that's fine.
But Pauline Hanson did a cross from a graveyard.
What do you
on
mean?
The Today Show. Very apt for the Today
what?
Show.
Okay.
I don't know.
They listen to the show, and that's quite offensive to Jane. If Jane heard this. And
the set of the Today Show is a bit of a graveyard, too. Quite frankly, if you ask me.
You're going to see these people at the Logan.
Oh, I can't wait. So no, I love them dealing.
Pull your
we
socks
get on.
Up. Do
you? It's going to be on. They'll be dancing on the tables.
You, Deb, and Georgie.
I'll be twirling underpants above my head.
Steve Jacobs.
Steve Jacobs. Will he bring his bird?
Maybe he will. Did you want to hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
Big black Australop cockerel. One of 500 birds.
It just brings absolute joy. Into this studio.
You know, there's a few things that you can do, but it doesn't matter. I know that's coming, and I've heard it 100 times.
You have the worst day in the world if you hear that.
That'll
it just puts
cheer
a smile
you up.
On your face.
Sure, I might do.
Yeah.
Take an ostracockle to the Logies and set it on Steve Jacobs.
I'd love to see that. That'd be a rating spike.
That's a show.
People be watching that.
It's a whole show.
Logies be back.
He should present the gold Logie with an ostracockle.
Imagine.
Whatever it's called. Hey, but anyway, so Pauline Hanson was doing a live cross from a graveyard.
Cemetery.
And a cemetery.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Which graveyard? What's that, American, is it?
Well, same thing.
All right.
Okay. We call them cemeteries here, but graveyard.
See me in my office after
right,
the show.
Beg your pardon.
And I don't know why she was doing it from there. Well, why don't I let her explain?
Pauline, you're at a cemetery this morning in Rockhampton. Why?
Yes. Deb, I find cemeteries fascinating to start with, but I think that it makes me reflect back on where the country, what it was like and where I've come from. These people here, most people, there's a grave right in front of me, 110 years old. These people have been through depressions, recessions, wars, hardships that Australians will never, ever feel or you know, come across in their life. And I think that, you know, what's happened to this country all comes down to the decisions of politicians, and I'm a politician. So the decisions that I make, you know, it's all about the future generations, and we have to get it right.
That is unbelievable.
Wow.
I still don't understand why she's in a cemetery.
She's in a cemetery.
What the hell?
What's she's going on? That could be One Nation head office, who, really, when you think about it.
Who advises her, look, here's a great idea, do your Today Show cross, speak to the nation from a cemetery? It just makes no sense.
Yeah, someone's missed a meeting. Why don't we take Liam right now and see what Liam's got to say. Liam, who do you want to clown?
Oh, I want to clown Israel Folau for setting up this GoFundMe, but I'm not sure what's more clownish, him setting that up or the people who are actually donating to it.
Good call. Oh. On both counts, let's have a listen to Israel Folau imploring people to give him money.
Hi, I'm Israel Folau. As Australians, we're born with the right to freedom of religion and the right to freedom of expression. The Christian faith has always been a part of my life, and I believe it is my duty as a Christian to share God's word. Rugby Australia tore up my employment contract for doing just that. And that's wrong. If you want to join this journey with me to fight for the right to freedom of religion, please donate. Thank you and God bless.
If you want to fight for Israel Folau's right to hate and judge, go about it. And if you concur, and if that's what Christianity is, you can stick that up your back passage. Hey, what is going on with GoFundMe pages? Now, this is it. I'm getting to the
We're going to do this now.
We're going to. Going to get into this. I've had enough.
Okay, what are you going to do? I'm all ears.
All of a sudden, if you want some money, it's okay to just go on line and go, hey, guys, I want some money. Yeah. Can you give it to me, please? Here's why. And people, they're the nuttiest reasons.
Oh, yeah.
I want to raise money for an engagement ring.
Yeah, I want
a holiday. If you can't afford an engagement ring, you're not ready to marry.
No, correct.
Okay. There's one this week from...
they're all over the place. I saw one the other day for like a holiday overseas. Oh, we'd love to have a holiday overseas. We've never been overseas. Please go fund. No.
What about the two?
Not interested. Save up your own cash.
What about the two Instagram stars who said, oh, we want to go on a holiday. It needs to be paid because we don't have time to work.
Ridiculous.
Because we have to keep our $50,000.
Oh, boo-hoo. Crime your river, Mickey.
And who was the other one? Oh, it was Underworld figures. Was it Dakota? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Roberta Williams and Dakota.
A daughter, Dakota.
I've got a lifestyle series coming up, and they want to finish it, and they're asking that you donate. So a GoFundMe all of a sudden seems to be, if you've got a half an idea, you get on it. So I've thought, I'm going to GoFund someone. I'm going to do this.
Out of your own pocket?
Well, no, I've got $500 off the station.
Right, okay, through the...
That's all I could crowbar out of those 500. Tight...
Yeah, well,
bastards.
Would have been more, but your dinner last night.
Well, we had a bottle of wine that was worth more than that, quite frankly. Now, I will, if I'm impressed by your idea.
So what are you looking for? Are you up for any idea? Or
something that I could potentially steal or rip off. Or,
okay.
No, something that I think has merit that may get across the line.
All right.
But you need some money to get it off the ground.
Okay.
Are you with me?
All right.
133353.
Give us a call. It's Mickey's GoFundMe. We'll take your calls right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're doing mixed GoFundMe here right now, though, because you thought, with all these people setting up these GoFundMe things,
Israel Folau,
Roberta Williams as well.
The Instagram couple who want to go on a holiday, they'll bugger it. Everyone just, if you've got an idea, you want it funded, give me a call. If I feel it has merit, I will fund it. Well, I've got $500.
$500. So well, that's a start.
One person is going to get out of the blocks today.
Yeah.
Mish is on the line. Mish, what's your bold idea? What do you need the funds for?
Okay, so we've got the three girls and I. We want to start juicing, and we looked into getting celery juice, and it is $100 a week. So we thought, well, we'll get a cold press juicer, and then we'll do all the juices for the family on a Sunday, and everyone's got it for the week. And we would love you to go fund us.
Wow. You want me to fund a juicer?
Yeah.
Did you just mention celery juice? Did you say celery juice? That's going to work against you. In the final meeting.
Cold press juices, though, that's a big thing. That's very 2019.
Do you think you can turn a profit?
Yes, absolutely.
Are the girls big fans of the juice?
Hey?
Are the girls big fans of the juice?
Oh, yes, definitely.
All right, you can think
about
it.
All right, well, that's interesting. Mish, you're in the mix.
All right.
Thank you for the call. Wayne, what do you need $500 to help fund?
My rider mower, Mick. I'm a lazy prick. My rider mower fixed.
What's right, wrong
well,
with it?
Well, Lazy Prick's going to work for you because that's the type of thing I like to fund. It's a
needs a new carby, blades.
It's kind of a brotherhood. So what does it need?
Blades, carby, a new belt. I'm just a lazy bastard. I just need a mower. I need me right on up.
How big's the block? Have you got a big block to mow, Wayne?
670 square.
Do you need a cup holder or something for the cabin?
Yeah.
Okay, how often would you get out there on the sit-down?
Oh, once every 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah. Can I just add, the show's going so much smoother without Kennedy there. Can I just add that, Mick?
Well, that's going to work against you. She'll be listening.
She will. Very angry. Oh, no, she can hear. She's in another room.
All right, Miles, thanks for the call. Andrew, what do you want me to fund for you?
Yeah, Mickey, you can even interview for the job. I want to start up a program called A Pub Somewhere. So each week we'll go out and we'll raid an outback pub on their pots and palmers.
It's not bad.
A pub somewhere.
Yeah,
a pub somewhere.
A front bar somewhere. And so you travel around the country going to front bars and studying it like you're David Attenborough or something.
And each week we'll highlight a different outback pub and you know, create some tourism for them.
That's a great idea.
I'm prepared to put in some money for development here.
Yeah.
as long as I can come.
Where would you start, though? Would you start on the Alice, like the centre of Australia? Like, because we know you're talking about...
We could work our way up. We could start anywhere. There's a lot of states and a lot of outback pubs in this country. We could be busy.
And what do you think the money, the $500, would largely go on? Palmers?
Palmers are a couple of pots.
Andrew, I like your thinking. Right. You are right in the mix. Donna's on the line. Donna, where are you calling from, Donna?
Oh, I'm in sunny Queensland.
Okay, Donna, what would you like me to fund for you?
I like to invent in funding a coat hanger to hang your sunglasses on.
Wow.
In the car.
Okay.
You know, you're always sticking them up your hair, on your head, pulling them down, you get dirty. Finger marks on it.
Isn't it called a rear vision mirror? So hang on, what are you going to do? So you put like a clothesline up or something and hang your sunnies off it?
And like a rack, like a coat hanger, but they're just like hooks on them.
Right.
And a suction cap to your windscreen.
Suction cap to your windscreen? You won't be able to see out of it.
You've got to make it legal so you can drive. You don't want to be,
Definitely, you can. I've got it all in my head, but it's hard to explain. I must need another soft drink or something.
Donna, right, Donna, you're in the mix. Here's an idea. I'm thinking right off the bat here.
Yeah.
Trademark. What about sunglass eye lenses? You know the, what do you call them?
Oh, like,
contact lenses.
Contact lens.
Contact lens. That's sunglasses.
That's a brilliant idea.
So instead of just doing it, you've got sunnies look. So you've taken it, trademark, Mickey.
Give yourself $500 for that.
I've just awarded myself $500 to develop.
Brilliant. Sunglass contact lenses. You look a bit weird, though, because your eyes be really dark when you look at someone during the day.
Yeah, okay with that. But I've got big brown pools in my eyes.
You go mirrored contact sunglass lenses.
The girls just fall into them. Hey, I tell you what we'll do. Stay on the line. Yeah. We're going to keep tracking. This is good stuff. I've been blown away by the ingenuity of our listeners. Do you want to be funded?
133353. It's Mickey's GoFundMe.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
We'll be checking in with Jane Kennedy from her house soon. She's getting her daughter all ready for a formal tonight. Big night in the Kennedy household.
It's a big day on the show here too because it's our xylophone special.
Yes. Yeah.
We're playing songs featuring great xylophone.
More to come
soon. Don't tip us off. We'll get there in a second.
Yeah, you bet we will.
Okay, what are we doing right now though,
Dave? Your GoFundMe, 133353. Mickey's GoFundMe. He's got $500 to give away to anyone who's got a great idea. Something that's sort of,
entrepreneurial. It's good. Like my idea, trademarked Mick Malloy. For tinted eye contact lenses.
Yeah. With maybe sunglasses. Transitional ones too. So if you're out in the sun, they go a bit darker. And so when you're indoors, they're lighter.
What about flip-ups?
Oh, little lids. Oh, that's genius.
It might be hard
to scare the kids, though.
It might be hard to shut your eyes.
That's right. You look at the inside.
Hey, am I the only
eye,
one thinking here, people?
That's genius.
Jason's on the line. Jason, I've got $500. You want to GoFundMe? What is it?
How you going, Mickey? I'm looking at getting a new set of historical medieval armour.
Wow. I'm so conflicted.
I've been overseas to the 2 world championships, and my old armour's getting a bit worn down, so I need an upgrade.
Right. Are you too many battles?
Too many battles. We hit hard. It's real fighting, blunt swords, blunt axes, but we beat the absolute daylights out of each other.
Bit nerdy?
Oh, a bit nerdy. Think Game of Thrones.
Think Game of Thrones. I'll tell you what I'm prepared. I'm prepared to fund you a Shetland so you can ride into battle.
only if you're there with it.
All right, Jason. All right. And what in particular? Just the body armour, or you want a really cool hat?
So, I need to get a new helmet. I need to get a new chest piece. But, yeah, it's an expensive hobby.
What about a jousting pole? Do you need a jousting pole?
Yeah, always need a jousting pole.
All right, Jason, hang on the line. That might infuriate people if I give it to a bloke who wants to pretend he's in a medieval battle.
Croyle Castle's always up for rent too. So
Croyle Castle is now a brothel, isn't it?
Oh, beg your pardon. All right, maybe it is.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure they turned it into medieval full of bawdy wenches. Yes. Hey, Robbo, what's your idea?
Yes, Mickey boy. Yes. The Jason sounded like a bit of a tool.
Hang on a minute, smack talking. Yeah, call us.
And, wow. All right, Robbo, stick to the plan. Now, what's your GoFundMe page? Right.
My idea is, I'm not a truckie, but when you drive past a truck or you let them in, they give you the thank you lights on the back.
Yep.
They tick, tick.
Yep.
Well, on the front, they might cause an accident because they don't know if they're turning, so just have a thank you button on the dash.
On the dashboard?
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't get it.
So it means like, so you hit a button and it just comes up, thank you. Is it lit up on the truck?
No, it just goes whack, whack on the back of the lights. But the front ones don't do it.
Okay, can we still have the silhouette of the nude chicks on the mud flaps? That's all I'm caring about.
Well, and I've got another one.
Enough good ideas coming down the pike here, Robbo. What's your other one?
Mick,
yes?
You were talking about contact lenses.
Yeah.
You know, when you get to my age, you have your glasses on and you have to read your mobile phone. Why don't you have a slip on the mobile phone from OPSM or Optus or whatever you got, and basically that's your prescription.
Oh, so it's a prescription phone. So it adjusts to your eyesight.
There you go.
Whoa, Robbo, you've just blown my mind. Jeez Louise. Okay, stay on the line.
Got a tweet here, Mickey, from Donna, who went through Kennedy Malloy. She says, GoFundMe $500 worth of tickets to win $80 million in Powerball next week.
Now, that is the best plan
I've
heard
so
far. That cannot lose.
Yeah.
That, to me, is something.
And then we would get a share in the winnings, you'd hope.
Hey, let's go to Sophie. Can we go to Sophie now, please?
Hi, Sophie.
Hey, gents, how are you?
Good. I've got $500 to fund someone. What's your idea?
Sure. I was hoping you could help me fund a setup of roll-on lubrication. Don't you hate it when you've got to just pause for that moment and run in and wash your hands and then run back to the bedroom?
Okay.
Sort of
like, you know?
What the?
This is genius.
So like
roll on lube. Roll on lube.
Absolutely. Just get it
out, bit under the arms.
Yes.
Put on the Wahoo.
Okay.
I've been wanting to do it for years.
Yeah, this is gold. Jeez, Sophie. Yeah. All right. Yep. Well, we're going to have to get down the laboratory and start mucking around. But
we are.
I like it. Would Brute 33 or someone release the...
What? I'm not sure about that idea.
I like Sophie's idea.
All right. Well, it's your fund me, so it's
that's
your
right.
idea what you're do
Mick,
with it.
Mick, what would you like to go fund me for? What would you like, mate? What's the big idea?
Doing my best to help out my daughter and my niece. They're both teenagers, 15 and 14.
Yep.
Saved up. They've been busking every weekend to save up and record a single, which they've done, a song. And they want to do everything properly and they want to get it distributed properly.
Right.
And the Australian component of that is $490, which means you'll have $10 left over.
Well,
with the ride on lawnmower.
Well, I can invest in roll-on lube with the leftover $10. So, and what's the single? What's the genre? What type of music is it?
It's rock.
Oh.
So it'd fit right very well here.
All right, Mick. I like it. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play a xylophone song, come back, and I will announce the winner. We might
and this
take
is your
a couple
pick.
More calls, and we will announce that Mickey's GoFundMe, the all first right. of.
Yeah, $500 awarded next.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You've really tapped into something here with Mickey's GoFundMe.
Mickey's GoFundMe. I will fund a business, and I'm going to do it today. You know what? I'm starting to think I might do this on a regular basis because there's so many good ideas.
We barely scratched the surface.
We can't support them all.
We had Jason who wanted some armour.
Yes.
We had Robbo with the thank you truckie light.
Yes, good stuff.
We had Wayne who was a bit lazy, had the ride on mower, needed a new carby and some blades for it.
Yeah.
Andrew says he wants to make a TV series featuring at-bat pubs all over Australia and rate pots and palmers
right
in every different
there.
Part.
It's yep. right up there.
Mish wants a GoFundMe for a cold-pressed juicer because she reckons she can do the celery.
Can you make alcoholic drinks in a juicer?
Sure you can.
Cold-press pina colada?
Done. Ooh, not a bad idea. That's interesting. You had Donna, who had the coat hanger for sunglasses.
Donna was wasn't it? All over the shop.
You had Mick, who his daughter and his niece want to release a song because it was $490 to get the mix right. And you had Sophie, who wanted to start a business for some roll-on lube.
I will say this to Mick straight away. Mick, I'm not giving you the money because it's going elsewhere. However, we work here at Triple M. We're a rock and roll station. If you want to send me in your girl's single, I will put it under the noses of, this is my pledge to you, of every program director around the country on the 50 stations we're on, and we will do our best. You can't put a price on
that,
my friend.
Yeah, that's huge.
But I have to say...
one winner?
There's only one winner, and roll-on lube, just I can see the blue sky potential of something as groundbreaking as this. Well done, Sophie.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I am serious. So you'll put that into R&D, research and development? Is that how it goes?
Who's what?
That money's going to go straight into research and development?
It absolutely is. Because
I'm happy to help out with some research and development, by the way.
You are just the man for the trial, Mickey. Okay. If I could get your contact details, I'd
No drama.
Thank you so much.
$500 coming your way, Sophie. Nice work.
That'll get you started. Get you out of the ground. Yeah. Do you know what I'm thinking? You know what would be a good idea? Oh, I've got good ideas myself. Roll-on capsicum spray.
Okay.
So the
How
cops...
How does that work?
Said, well, just coming up and spraying you. The cops go, mate, I'm going to have to ask you to lift your arms. And just
put it that way.
And roll it on.
Oh, it's less physical, I suppose.
And environmentally friendly.
And that way as well, too. Yeah.
Hey!
We should do this again some other time,
Let's do it. We'll do it next week because there's so many good ideas. We're going to go fund good ideas.
All right. Hey, we're going to check in with Jane Kennedy next from her house, then Adam Rosenbach.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
That's right, baby. It's the big second hour of our Xylophone Song Special Friday edition.
How good's the music
The
today?
Music's amazing. Loving We're getting it. Great feedback. We're getting lots of suggestions. I think we've got another three songs to go.
More to come.
Every single one of them, a stone cold winner.
Ripper.
Hey, coming up very shortly, friend of the show, Adam Rosenbarks will be in. We've got an assignment for him, and he's got a couple of things he wants to get off his chest. MG, Triple M's own, will be crossing to Perth. On the eve of the State of Origin, which is
Sunday.
Make or break.
Yeah.
Make or break for the Cockroaches.
He'll be all across it.
Good luck with that. We've got the weekend review. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But let's start at the top, if we can, and cross back to a mansion in a leafy suburb.
Wow.
Inner city suburb. I won't give you any more information than that.
Real snobby area,
It's a snobby area. Hey, it's a household staff of seven.
Get out.
And here she is, Jane Kennedy, who's on assignment from home on a secret family business. You've told us what it is.
Yes, good afternoon,
Hello,
everyone.
Jane.
Hi, and Rosie. Look, I've been on assignment today, and if I did have seven staff members, I'd get the butler or the driver to take my daughter, but it is... A bit of excitement. It's my only daughter's year 12 formal, and it's just something I wanted to be at so I can take the photos.
That's awesome.
And, you know, have a good sticky beak at everybody.
I feel the same way about schoolies week. I just want to be there. I should be.
I'll be there for you too when it happens, Mick, and help you with the preparations.
Now, were you proud as punch as your little girl blossoms into a wonderful woman?
My little girl towers over me in her stiletto heels and her gorgeous locks of hair.
Can I say this? And I mean, are you at this age, and it's a tender age for boys and girls, are you an embarrassment to your teenage children?
I am, actually.
Because I would have thought Rob Sitch and Jane Kennedy, as my parents, would be pretty cool.
Cool mum and dad.
But you don't get a look in?
Look, it really doesn't matter who you are. You are a constant source of embarrassment. And I was instructed when I, my driving assignment was to take my daughter and some friends to the pre-prees.
Right.
Now, that's where you go before you go to the before parties. Before, before party, right?
This just sounds like a pub crawl, not a school prom.
This is before you get there. And I was so desperate to get out of the car and check everyone out.
Of course.
Under strict instructions. And when I'm looking at my daughter through those false eyelashes, I take everything she says very seriously.
That's it. Are we allowed to stop the car at least, or did she just roll out, open the door and roll out as you drove past?
The car did stop, and I did, she doesn't know this, but I did reverse back a bit so that I could see people getting out. Everyone looked very glamorous. Boys looked a little nervous, but it's not. I think
dinner suits for the boys?
Yes, not formal dinner suits. Groovy looking suits. Good looking roosters getting out of
my cars. Boys will be getting Teflon dinner suits for the ages of 15 to 18.
I was thinking about it, and I'm wondering whether they still will have, you know, by the time your boys get there. I hate it when traditions go, and I'm hoping that the formal tradition doesn't go away.
Now, what is your overriding emotion? Have you gone the blub? Have you?
Yes,
you
I did.
You
have a few
did
tears.
Have a cry. Well, it's a big moment in the passage of a child.
Not in front of her.
Not in front of her. What's your overriding emotion there?
My overriding emotion is, oh, I'm so rapt to be at home and not in the studio. I can live it up. And this is great.
What would be your overriding emotion after another three shardies?
Well, I don't know. No, I was driving, so I'm having my first one now.
Good for you,
everyone. But no, thank you for allowing me to be part of.
No worries.
It's a one-off. You can't go back in time for that stuff.
Well, that's right.
Unless she repeats.
Hey,
good on you, Jane. Go and have some fun with the kids and the family and have a good weekend.
Good on you guys. Cheers, you too. Thanks for letting me do that for my kids.
No worries.
Love it.
My pleasure.
We'll see you on Monday, Janie.
That's old Uncle Mickey for you.
And up next, it's Adam Rosenbach. See you, Janie. This is Kennedy Malloy.
See ya.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
The last adventure we sent Adam Rosenbach's on was following around our leaders on the election campaign trail.
I realised that I didn't fit in because I wasn't wearing chinos and a Ralph Lauren puffer vest.
And while ScoMo was looking for votes, Rosie had other things in mind.
I was a bit disappointed that they didn't let us know that we were going to a high school because I had 3 kilos of MDMA in my
But I don't think the company accountant was happy with this report.
Who had the better hotel?
A short and Hilton in Sydney. I cleaned out that minibar. I don't know who's paying the bill on that.
We are.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I cleaned out that minibar.
Well, thanks for that.
Well, restock the Kit Kats and vodka because we're about to send him out on another company-funded adventure. Please welcome back Adam Rosenbach.
Can you bring some receipts home this time? I just want to see where all this money goes.
Mate, I lost them. They all go.
Hey, we'll get you a new assignment in just a moment. Now, you were listening intently, I noticed, to my new GoFundMe segment.
I was.
Each week now we might GoFundMe.
I think that's a great idea. It's a great idea. Can I just say for Sophie's one, what if she had the roll-on lube?
This is the roll-on lube.
What about if you had one of those Sally's applicator guns that you get from Bunnings? You know, when you're doing the... Yeah, like corkage.
A corking gun, yeah.
Yeah, one of those. Then it doesn't get on your hands.
That's right.
And it can go anywhere.
What about a T-shirt cannon?
See, there you go.
Full of lube.
Full of lube. Bang. KY.
Oh, wow.
Up it goes.
Very messy.
Well, you're a thinker.
I am a thinker,
and that's a good one. What does that look like? It's like one of those, you know what are plumbers used for grout?
One of those ones.
Yeah,
it's all right.
The other one that I thought of was what about a Dyson full body dryer? For when you get out of the shower, you just walk through.
No towels.
High-powered wind. Done.
Mate, that is genius.
You step out the shower, you're dry.
Just step out.
Yeah.
Do you have to turn around to do both sides?
No, I reckon.
You're getting it from
underneath.
Both sides, yeah. You wouldn't want to be wearing a toupee or anything, but I reckon it would work.
A Dyson full body dryer.
Yeah.
So do you step into it, or is it like on the floor?
Engineering going on the shower.
Yeah.
You know when you go into those things at the airport? And they put you...
Yes,
so like that. It's got 2 feet marks.
Yep. Gotcha.
So you stand
on that.
So you get out of
arms
thing,
out.
You stand there, put your arms out.
Whoosh, whoosh. And then you're dry.
That's not bad.
Jeez.
That's pretty good.
And you could have it for like, you know, really light-haired people or, you know, Mediterranean.
That's right.
You could crank it up.
Really good. Get everything dry.
All right. I think you lost me at the end there. Otherwise, I was on board.
I'm doing my best.
You should go and pitch that to Dyson. Did you know I saw... The Dyson factory, there was a documentary on it, because I don't get it. Women go nuts about in my life
the best
anyway,
of the best.
About Dyson.
That hairdryer, women kill for it.
No, I just can't believe it. So I saw the Dyson factory. There was a doco on it.
Yeah.
This thing, it's like NASA. Like, it's not an accident that they have the best products in the world. They must put like a $500 million a year or something into
technology
development for a blow dryer. Quite well,
they,
frankly.
They have a fan without blades, and that I don't understand that at all.
Nuts.
I love it.
Yeah, that's not right.
There's always punch-ons in Aldi when when Dyson have sales.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, mate. Now, we're sending you an assignment. What are we doing this time? Oh,
God. So you're getting me doing yoga. Which I don't do. I'm not a yoga fan, but it's with baby goats and lambs.
So I've heard about this. It's a new relaxation therapy where you do yoga with goats.
Yeah. So you go in and you do a little.
Downward goat.
I'm sensing there's going to be a little bit of yoga, and then people are just going to cuddle goats for an hour. I reckon that's all it's going to be.
It's all about the goats. Yeah. It's all about the goats.
And then it says in the...
What type of goats? Like the big ones with the ram the horns? Heads?
No, I don't think so. I think they're babies.
They get a bit frisky, goats, too. Like, they're a bit flighty.
Don't you worry about that.
Are they? Yeah. They can be, yeah.
It says in the brochure that goats are known to relieve themselves in excitement.
Interesting.
So you'll be getting a dry cleaning docket, I'll tell you that much.
Hey, so you're not a yoga person?
No, I do Pilates, mate. I'm all about my core.
What's the difference?
Okay, I can't tell if you're joking or not.
No, do Pilates.
Jeez.
Mm. Really? No comedy there. No, it's like goats.
It's like when you find out something about someone who you thought you knew really well.
You do. Don't you start. You do yoga.
So I went to yoga. I did a bit of it. I could be Buddha.
You're a bit of a himbo.
So I went, and their first relaxation therapy, at the end of the first class, they go, okay, I want you to lie down. Now, just close your eyes. Mm. Now, it's all about positive imagery. Now, I want you to think of something in your mind's eye that really would make you happy.
Okay. And which strip club was happy. It?
What would really make you happy.
Yeah, like a happy place.
Something that you covet and something that you like in your... Yep. Like a bit like The Secret or something. Yep. You know? So I'm lying back and I'm got my eyes shut and I'm kind of lost in this mental black abyss.
Where are you?
And then on the horizon, shimmering, coming towards me, is the most beautifully formed pot of beer.
Oh.
And you know, it's the perfect pot of beer. Yep. So I left yoga and went across the road to the pub. Good times.
Well done. I love it.
Hey, you've done something terrible this week. Will it involve criminal charges?
Oh, I wouldn't have thought so. So, I mean, judge for yourself.
You will come back and we'll talk about this on the other side.
Okay.
We'll run it by legal. Is there court action pending?
Mate, I ran over a hipster.
More on that right after this. Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're here with Adam Rosenbarks, who's joined us. Adam, you can't leave us hanging like that. Just before we went to a break, you said during the week you ran over a hipster. Please elaborate.
It wasn't all my fault. Right. So what happened was this hipster, I was...
It wasn't all my fault. It sounded like you ran over him. Tried to do it.
So I was driving along, coming up to a roundabout. This hipster was on a longboard skateboard, skating on the wrong side of the road, coming towards me the wrong way. He had a bag of cement on his shoulder, right? The only reason I noticed him, because I saw his top hat out of the corner of my eye.
What do you mean?
So he's wearing a top hat.
Wow.
Oh, this guy had it coming.
Yeah so I see him coming in, so he enters the roundabout at the same time as me from my left, right? So I'm looking right because that's where traffic comes from. Yeah. He comes in from the left. He can't stop because, you know, he's got a bag of cement on his shoulder.
Sure. He's a heavy load.
Yeah. Instead of a parrot. So I lock him up, hit him, like not that hard, but I mean, he bounced off off the bonnet, rolled onto the ground. I got out of the car. I checked. Car was fine. And so the top hat was a little worse for wear. And I was like, mate, are you okay? And then he was like really thick Italian accent. So clearly he just had in his head that he was back in Italy and on the wrong side of the road. And so he just skated in front of the car. And I was like, are you okay, mate? And he's like, yeah, he picked up his bag of cement and just skated off and probably made a, you know, cement vape holder.
Should have got a hospital. Didn't need his beard amputated.
No, he was fine. None of that.
I hit a hipster once. Nearly missed him, but opened the door at the last minute and just got him on the
way through. So he was fine. So
Well, there you go. You've had a big week.
Mm. It has been big.
I look forward to seeing that. Is there CCTV footage of that?
Dash cam.
There'll be something.
Someone would have it, yeah. People love the dash cams, don't they?
Everywhere.
And it was pretty funny.
I could watch an hour of hipsters being...
It's probably a Facebook group.
To see that tartan jacket go up in the air. It was pretty funny.
Either way, we don't endorse
that. A longboard, you say?
Yeah, long skateboard, yeah.
All right, I'll have a guess about the suburb a little later. I think I know what you're talking about. Hey, I'm a bit tired today because I was up late last night. I had to go to dinner with the boss and then I went out to go home and watch Game of Thrones. Episode 2 of season 3.
I've got
episode. It's a great episode.
Oh, hang on. I've only just watched three episodes of the first season, so I don't... I'm a newbie.
Are you kidding?
Oh.
This is my first spoiler alert. Oh, my God.
No, don't do this.
Oh, my God.
I'm so fresh.
Game of Thrones has been going... Well, it's finished. It's been about, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks since the final episode of the complete series.
I know.
Mick thought it might be a great idea to start watching it now.
In. So you've started watching.
I'm in episode two.
Are you loving it?
Season three. Well, you know what it's about, don't you? Oh. So there's seven kingdoms?
Yep, yep.
There's seven kingdoms.
There's a big wall made of ice.
Oh, careful. Okay. There's people out there.
Iron throne.
And there's an iron throne. And so there's seven kingdoms.
Gotcha.
And you got it. And no one, they've cut every dick and ball off in... in
haven't seen that yet.
Kingdoms. No, they haven't.
No.
Okay. So last night...
God.
Bran, what's this three-eyed raven business? That's not going anywhere, is it?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't know what that is.
You know what Bran is? Bran, he's a little guy who got pushed off a wall. Was it a wall?
Yes, I saw that because he saw some people making love who shouldn't have been making love.
I'm going to have a guess and say it was brother and sister.
Yes.
There's a lot of that going on.
I enjoyed that.
No one seems to care.
that had me hooked.
Incest is compulsory, I believe, in these parts of the world. Theon's tied up in a dungeon.
Theon?
Yeah.
Really?
Speaking of no tackle.
What? You got nothing down there?
Oh, well. It got a bit ripe.
The music's running out. Hang on.
You always let me down when I'm...
There it is.
Hey, Mickey. And I'm worried about Joffrey. Yeah, I'm not sure
he's
what
he's no good, is he? Joffrey.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
and
Brienne
put Jamie on a leash. Why would she do that?
Really?
Why?
Oh, my God.
Well, you know how you do that with kids at the... at the shopping centre, so they don't get out of your
sight. I hope I haven't ruined it for anyone.
All right. But so what episode was that?
That was episode two. So if anyone, please, it's over the weekend. Yeah. Don't come up
don't
to me.
Don't spoil it to Mickey.
Tell me what happened in episode three of season three.
Even though you've ruined it for me.
Name is right.
Joffrey's a monster. I tell you.
Really.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Filling in, of course, is Adam Rosenbarks, the mighty Adam
Rosenbarks.
But we're going to cross... live to the great state of WA, our sister station over there, Mix 94.5 FM, standing at the mic because it's a massive weekend of sport, in particular NRL. I believe this is the first time State of Origin has been hosted by Perth.
Hmm.
And who better to talk us through what's going on over there on the ground than the great Mark Geyer, MG. How are you, mate?
Hello, Mickey. Hello, Adam. How are you, mate?
We're really good, mate. Now, thanks for coming in. We weren't sure if you were going to arrive or not, because I believe you were coming from a Carbine Club lunch today. Is that right?
Yes. And I actually asked the bloke who did it. I said, "Look, what's a Carbine Club? What do you do here? And what's the protocol?" And he said, "Yeah, he gave me a beer straight away." I went, "Oh, here we go."
Mate, let me tell you, I've been to a couple in Melbourne for Spring Carnival. And it's one of the few rooms now that are still 100% men.
Interesting.
And boy, is that a good lunch. But I wouldn't be on radio right now if I'd been to a Carbine Club lunch. So you're doing well, MG. Talk us through the atmosphere on the ground in Perth. Level of excitement?
Yeah, we arrived on Wednesday, boys. And I must confess, the level of excitement has risen daily. The more people in the streets with maroon and blue scarves and hats and jerseys and... today, this Carbine Club that I was at with Alfie Langer, half New South Wales, half Queensland. As you mentioned at the start as well, Mickey, this is the first time it's ever happened. In the 40 years next year of Origin, it's the first time we've played one in Perth. So it's a big
occasion.
They've
got a cracking new stadium over there.
It's surface is a little bit hard. Any talk about that, MG?
Yeah, look, they played last night here. We went and watched the Eagles play the Essendon Bombers last night at Optus. The ground looks fantastic. I think with the rain that's forecast for the weekend, it's supposed to be coming down in bucket loads. That could soften the pitch a bit. Yep. They had a bit of rain here early in the week as well, so I don't think the ground has any real concerns for either team.
And what about the set?
In fact, it's a quick pitch.
In
regards of the outside backs will love it because it's like running on the bitumen.
Mm. And what about the seven changes that New South Wales have made? Like, it's hard enough to get 11 blokes together or a whole team together for one game, and then to change seven of them. Do you reckon it's going to hurt them?
It's a big call.
That was the talking point, Ad. Obviously, it's really four changes he made because three of them guys were injured. So. But the blokes he's brought in, Wade Graham, who's only been back for two games after a knee reconstruction, he's Origin written all over him. Dale Finucane, who plays for the Melbourne Storm, has been knocking on the door for years now, and I'm so glad to see him in the blue jersey. They've picked a really big back line. You know, Tommy Turbo's in the centres with Jack Whiten from the Canberra Raiders, and Blake Ferguson's back from a bit of exile.
There's a bit of trouble floating around, isn't there?
And I think all these tangibles, Mickey, look, obviously I'm going to go for the Blues, and I'm hoping that the Blues win, because I don't want to see a dead rubber back at ANZ Stadium at
no,
all.
Yeah. No, you don't.
So they're going to win it because of their bench. They've got four blokes on the bench who are about to cause menace.
I wish I was as confident as you, but gee, Queensland come to play when it's State of Origin, and you can't take your eye off it for a minute. What about that dirty, rotten shoe thrower? Is he getting a game? What's happening there?
Which one's that?
The guy who has he stole the boot and threw it in the cushion?
Was it Ben Hunt who got Boyd Cordner's
shoe? What's happening there?
I think next one to do that might get a little time in the sin bin.
A bit of a crackdown. Yeah. Hey, there's another event going on which is historical as well, which is the first ever State of Origin clash with the women. And I think is that tonight?
That's tonight. This is the second instalment of that. Yep, last year they played at North Sydney Oval. And it was a breath of fresh air, boys. We saw these ladies playing, and it took us back to the years when there was no wrestling in the ruck. There was pure ball movement, and they tackled around the legs. So I expect a big crowd there tonight at North Sydney Oval. I think it will be a sellout. Last year they got about over 1 million viewers on Channel 9 and Foxtel. So it's going to be one of them nights. I think that's it's fantastic. And if you are in Melbourne and you're listening to this interview and you want to listen to a bit of Origin tonight.
Yep.
Download the app. It's all free and get on your smartphone.
Don't forget to Triple M, a State of Origin Game 2 call team. Wendell Saylor, Ryan Girdler, Mark Geyer, Ben Dobbin and Dan Ginnane. This is it. Crunch time. There's no second chance here, big fella. It's game on, muchacho.
You have nailed it, my friend, from Mexico.
All right.
MG, so it's game on.
Thanks for fitting us into your busy schedule. Good luck. I hope it's a fantastic weekend for everyone who loves sport.
Yeah.
It's going to be another good weekend of sport coming up. But everyone, particularly in WA, get along, have a look. It's a pretty impressive live.
And you can hear game 2 of the State of Origin this Sunday across the Triple M Network Australia. And you can watch 9 kickoff, 8 p.m. in the East, 6 p.m. in WA. MG, Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You can always grab the podcast available anytime.
How do you listen to the Rosie? What do you do?
This is what I've got to put up with every week because Mick doesn't know technology podcast.
Do you boot that up?
Rosie does a podcast, so he's all across it.
What's your podcast?
Junk Time AFL podcast.
All right, yeah. Sounds good. So, Jay Mueller? Seen that?
Nothing to do with it. Right, you know what? I set Mickey up on Facebook once, and that was a rolled gold disaster.
Oh, you God. And I was only on it for about three months, and everyone was annoying me. And I got off it, and apparently because of that little 3 months window, they still have all my friggin' data.
Yeah, it was the hardest thing to get out of, like to say I want to get out, and we just set it up for a night.
We set it up for a bit of fun, and I went, I don't like it anymore. There are people contacting me who otherwise wouldn't be able to contact me.
I might add you as a friend. Yeah. All right, anyway, you get the podcast available wherever you get your podcast, but we also put together at the end of the week, thanks to Chris Marsh, who's an absolute genius in our production suite. Marsh. We call this our week in review.
A week of showing off on Kennedy Malloy. Dangerous Dave was showing off his new birthday cologne.
Jimmy Choo Man was the cologne of choice.
Are you sure Jimmy Choo makes...
Not on the bottle.
Are you sure they didn't scrape out W&O?
But what fragrance is Mickey rocking?
Le Capsicum Spray.
Lingering.
I put it on before I go out. Saves the cops the hassle.
Jane thought Elsa Pataki was showing off.
She's emerged taking one of the kids to getting coffee or gone to school, and sitting on her chest is a bearded dragon. Now, that's not a euphemism. Something.
So you've been described on occasion at this office.
How dare you?
Mick occasionally likes to show off a particular helmet.
How much are you going to get for the shit scared helmet?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that should be in the museum.
Have you still got it? On,
oh, yeah.
You got it? It
comes out in the boudoir.
Oh, my God.
There's one for the ladies.
Why do I ask these questions?
And speaking of shit scared, Jane's better half, Rob Sitch, wasn't showing off, but Mick was happy to pump him up.
Bit of an overachiever, I have to say. Qualified doctor, he can fly planes, he can fly helicopters. He makes us all look bad.
He's not very good around the house.
Lee Sales was showing off her new Order of Australia.
Dame Lee Sales.
In recognition of our close relationship, you can call me ma'am.
You were jealous, insanely jealous, and said, why not me?
Why on earth would I get one? What have I done?
You said, and I quote, what's that bitch done that I I haven't done in this business.
Scott Pape was showing us his knowledge of the latest finance news.
Facebook has announced it's creating its own cryptocurrency called Libra. Basically, a digital wallet to make sending money as easy as sending.
Oh, how thoughtful of Facebook to do that.
Can I ask you, this, Scott?
Worldwide domination is what they want.
Can you put a dinger in your digital wallet?
Nick showed off his ability to work an obscure story into the show.
There was an actress, one of the worst actresses of all time.
Oh, yeah, Piers Adora
was playing Anne Frank, and it was so bad, about 20 minutes in, someone in the crowd stood up and goes, "She's in a cupboard behind you! She's in a cupboard!"
And the discussion over the $70 million Oz Lotto jackpot showed what Mick and Jane really think of the team.
Will you share the love for your staff, though, if you won your $70 million, all the hard-working people behind? Well, you got Whitney
we'd
and
buy you a
Kim
mud
and
cake.
James.
Mudcake from Coles.
I would replace them immediately with hotties. Victoria's Secret models who just sit there and pretend to tap away at computers.
Mick didn't want Jane showing off to the boss at dinner last night.
Best behaviour from you tonight. A little glug glug last time.
No.
You tried to bash him.
I did
you? That's a bit unprofessional.
I beg your pardon.
Are you taking a plus one?
No. Who are you? Who are you taking?
Well, let's call it a Charlie Sheen plus one.
And is Keanu Reeves a bit of a show-off?
Keanu can't act.
That is rubbish.
Women like you who are, what's the word called? Shallow. Don't just like a big hunk of concrete that they can ogle.
And this coming from Mick, who follows Instagram models from Brazil.
Brazil and parts of Germany.
But the biggest show-off this week actually had the talent to back it up.
Michael Hutchence is one of the sexiest men I've ever seen in my life, and enigmatic.
He struggled with the ladies. Is that a fair comment?
Michael would flirt with anything. He'd flirt with a rock if he could.
Been a great week on Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
By the way, Lucre is an industry super fund only to benefit members, and they've been a proud sponsor of Kennedy Malloy this week.
LUCRF.com.au.
But yeah, get yourself involved with Lucre because we love them.
Are you familiar with the work of Lucre, Adam?
I am not, Mickey. What would they do?
Well, you're ignorant, and ignorant is no defence.
That's very true.
They are a super fund, and they're the best in the business. And you know why? They care about the little guy. They look after the little guy. They'll educate the little guy. If you're a woman, man, if you do an honest day's work, and when you retire, you want a nest egg, this is the bunch. You would recognise the name from Jockey's Arses.
Yeah,
that's their primary source.
What they're famous for.
When I'm at the Morfettville races, tearing up another ticket.
Lucre.
Yeah, that's what I know.
So I just want to meet the guy who was at the races staring at a dozen Jockey's Arses
hang on a minute.
You know what would look great there? Lucre.
Well, it's a wide range of investment options, Mickey. They've got an in-house contact centre. So if you've got questions, give them a call. Or the easiest thing is to go to
the
website.
Move. If you change jobs, they'll come with you. It's a no-brainer. I can't be
And
more
they are the Labour Union
this.
Cooperative Retirement Fund, established in 1978. So they've been around forever.
There's your bona fides.
They know what they're doing. So thanks,
Lucre.
Do it,
idiots.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Rosie, thanks for stepping in for Jane, who couldn't be here.
Absolutely.
Time
pleasure.
For a quick round the grounds. Do you want to start? Where do you want to go first?
In Melbourne.
This is what's happening in your neighbourhood this weekend.
In Melbourne, there's a Reclink Community Cup
it's
on
a great
Sunday.
Day.
So that's a bit of footy for the music.
Where is it?
Vic Park.
Vic Park, get out and about. I think that's fantastic. Might take the boys. It'll be absolute
Always
ripper.
Great.
Look at this. Sydney Supernova, which is what, Dave, Comic-Con?
Like like a pop festival, pop culture festival.
Have a look at some of the names of the people who are appearing here. Get Smart's Barbara Feldon, Dawn Wells from Gilligan's Island. What?
Marianne.
I dream of Jeannie, Barbara Eden.
Oh, yes, master.
So for anyone over 80, get down there. It's going to be great.
Sydney Showgrounds, Adelaide. Hello, Adelaide. The V8 Commodore Street Takeover is on Saturday.
Hang on, let me stop you there. This is a one-day event? This is Adelaide. This is 365 days a year.
It is indeed. All right. What else you got?
What about Perth, mate?
Well, it's got to be State of Origin.
I think you find that's incorrect. The Truffle Kerfuffle.
I beg your pardon.
Friday through Sunday down south at Menangipup.
That'll be a great day. Brisbane Tattersalls Tiara Race Day. Pardon me, Your Majesty. Lucre will be on display in all its glory. That's at Eagle Farm Racecourse Saturday. Go.
If you're heading down to Hobart, it's the last weekend of Dark Mofo and you can paint the town red and at the Cascade Brewery.
I love a good brewery. I love a brewery tour.
Yes.
It's good luck getting me out. It's like a siege situation. No! Newcastle, the Outdoor Adventure and Motoring Expo, Newcastle Entertainment Centre, and one from the regionals. Adam, we like to do the Central Coast. Who's on at the Central
Coast? That's 2GO.
All right, they've got them. They've got the Five Lands Walk this Saturday, Sunday. Have a look for your local brochures to get the details. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
Well done, Rosie.
Jane, good on you, Dave.
Big week next week. Who? Todd Sampson, Kitty Flanagan. We've got your show from the Gold Coast with the Logies and more.
Baby.
Kennedy Malloy.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is all done, time to think about tracking down that lost super. Industry super fund Lucraft Super can help you do it. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.